This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying to the cause at 7 after the hour. Here we are. Doug Steffens, good day. I'm giving myself a hand here. If nobody else will do it, Jennifer won't give me a hand.
Sure, I will.
Okay, let's hear it. There it is. Very good. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles, and also as a graduate of the Doug Steffens School of Broadcasting.
Like Trump University.
Yes, it's just like Trump University. Absolutely, the same thing. Make America great again. You know, it's funny. People ask me all the time about you and where have you gone and what's going on, and I get things, the email from folks, where's Jennifer, what's going on? And because you are still connected, and we'll, no matter what happens on the air, we'll always be connected because we are that close. Our families are close. But one of the things that we learn, one of the things that people sort of maybe don't relate to as they ask about things like, where's Jennifer? Or what's going on? Where's Victoria? Where is everybody? What's going on with the program? And the idea that this is a program that has finite boundaries. It doesn't, as is obvious, because Jennifer isn't here as much as she used to be, although I kind of would like to have her around a little bit more. We change. Everything changes. Life changes. We move on and we do other things. But we want to, many of us want to not let go of the old. Because it's old, that doesn't mean it's not any good. And I don't say that in defense of me and my
age. Like cheese or seafood or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we don't need too much of that. But it's kind of like with this sort of program, this is a unique radio program, if you will. And I don't say that because it's mine. It's all of ours. And it has matured over the years and gone up and down and sideways. And one of the things that people also ask is, well, how do you get ready? What do you do? I live my life.
Not That's, much.
thank you, Jennifer. I have a big life. Lots of things are going on. Jennifer does. It's not like it used to be when I was a disc jockey, you had an air shift. You know, you'd go in at 3 o'clock. I would go to the radio station right after I taught school, and then I went to the radio station. I did 4 hours on the air. That was a shift. But in terms of conversation radio, what's on the air is what we're doing with our lives. And I think if you don't remember that, if you are so steeped, it's just politics, that's not all. Your life cannot just be one thing. So the people, in my estimation, that are good, Jennifer has a very exciting life, and we tell stories and relate to the events of the day, things that are happening that are relatable. You know, unless it's who shot who, and I don't know that sometimes that is relatable because of circumstances. But you know what I'm saying? It's at the end of when we stop talking for that day, that doesn't mean it's the end of the program. What happens tomorrow will be a result of what we've probably experienced today. So I think that's something that we ought to think about and be thankful about, because there are so many things going on in the world. It makes it fun and interesting and compelling to listen to our conversations.
Well, here's an example. Just add in with that, yeah. Even the stuff that's not so nice, because gosh knows that.
Yeah, there are plenty of that.
I feel like when we do it and we talk about stuff together, it gives us a support group. You know, mm-hmm. Nobody wants to go through this world alone. And so if you have a group, I always think of this as like a big old like virtual room of people that join us every single day. And when we can go through the hard stuff together, it makes it that much easier. You know, you can find some things to laugh at. You can find some things to connect on. And I don't know. I'm blessed to be able to do this every single day, for sure.
Yeah. I want to also acknowledge one of my heroes as a broadcaster, as a kid growing up, going to school in Ohio. I went to Heidelberg, which is in Tiffin. We used to listen to WKYC in Cleveland, which was at the time a great radio program, a radio station. A lot of the guys that were on the station when we started, when I was a senior, I went to WCFL in Chicago. The next step from Cleveland was, it made sense, go to Chicago. One of the people who was on the air there was a guy named Spex Howard, who was on the radio there in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and he passed away over the weekend at the age of 96, I think, 97. He had a great boy, he had a great way about him. Again, one of these talking about broadcasters that brought their lives, everybody in the city knew who he was. It was at the in the time when everybody listened to just one station, usually one or two stations. And so I remember this guy as someone that you could really learn as a young broadcaster, just learning to him tell, learning, listening to him tell the stories about what were going on, in his, what was going on in his life, what was going on in Cleveland and stuff. So a tip of the hat to Spex Howard, who's passed away. Here's a good story. Firefighters here in the Boston area, credited for heroic thinking. One of these fellas saved a mother and her two children from a burning building this weekend. Let's see, there was a mother, her two children. The two children were, one was 5 years old, the other was a teenager. Clifford St. Jean, who was a neighbor and also, I think, a firefighter as well, if I get this, put this all together. This guy saved the family from serious danger. He heard the sound of the fire, grabbed a mattress laying in his backyard, and positioned it under a window, the building. And picture this, right? This is what's good about using your imagination. The building is engulfed in flames. The mother is yelling out the window, "What do I do with my children?
Help."
So this guy says, "Don't be afraid. I'm down here to carry them." The youngest child landed in his arms. The mother and the teenager jumped as well and landed in the mattress.
Wow.
How about that? That's look at all incredible. That stuff. Yeah, right. Imagine the emotions that are going on, mother
and
children,
huh? That's the good in people, too, by the way. The good in people for helping out.
Yeah. And he didn't need to want to, he didn't want to be called a hero or any of that stuff, but he was, basically. There were other children and adults in that building. 9 people lived in the building altogether. They were displaced, and so the building was destroyed. Amazing. All right, so that's that story. In the people department, Pamela Ricard, Kansas teacher, suspended after she refused to use a student's preferred pronoun, sued the school district, and got $95,000 out of it. You know
there
what?
You go.
Good.
Good for her.
I'm really over all of this stuff. I know you can be as you are. And you can use the stuff that you want to use to describe yourself, but if other people don't relate, or other people don't get it, or it's meaningless, or whatever it is. So this teacher teaches at Fort Riley Middle School in Kansas City. She was told that the, I'm looking for the name of the child, probably not important to the story, frankly. But anyway, the teacher was told that she preferred an alternative first name. A classmate told Ms. Ricard that the student preferred he, him pronouns. She began addressing the student as Miss, using the student's last name to avoid using the student's preferred first name. She believed addressing the student as Miss, because she was enrolled as a female, respected the student while also upholding her convictions. Mm-hmm. This is so crazy. This is craziness.
It's
nuts. What is it?
I know this sounds like an old curmudgeon, and I hope I'm not. But it's
that role is as far as a lot of to me is Captain Curmudgeon. Thank
but
you.
But it's so ingrained in our young people now. I was spending time this weekend with a few youngsters who were saying,
whatever it is, I don't understand it either.
I can't remember, because it's not grammatically correct, so I have to remember how they were doing it. But basically using they, but in the singular, because this is someone who doesn't, identify as either male or female, so they are a they. And it just, it boggles my mind because grammatically it just doesn't make sense, which, we, you know, we're sticklers for around here usually most of the time.
Yes.
But it also is just, it's coming from such an early age. Why do we even have to go there? People want to identify in certain ways as they get older, let them. But why is it pushed in kindergarten or in preschool? If somebody in preschool is feeling that they are not who they, who their body represents, they're going to say something. I don't know why we need to push it and make everything a choice for children who are five. It's just a lot.
Yeah, it's way over. So I was thinking about this yesterday when I was on the tractor, interestingly enough, thinking about how things... I do my best thinking on the tractor. Actually, as we were talking before, the program sort of never ends. I'm always thinking about what can we talk about and where are there things going on that would be interesting. And so in this case, the woman who was a teacher, when she was sued or she was chastised and told not to do it by the school district, not to refer to her other than by whatever her preferred pronouns were, and the teacher said, no, it's too confusing. So she sued the school district, and she got $95,000 in the suit. And I don't have a problem. I just think that it just is. Where's the focus on teaching? Now, this is a teachable moment, maybe, to try to understand. Where did this come from? That's what boggles my mind. I don't understand where all this stuff came from. Where did it start? Who started it? And why was it started? What
and when? I mean, it wasn't him, them.
Ay.
I know.
What's the point of all of this stuff? It really is. It's kind of, and it's so distracting from the real, like so many other things that are distracting in the educational process. That's why we have a lot of dummies that are coming out of public school, because they spend all their time or too much time focused on this kind of stuff instead of the very basic things that we all need to know so that we can program our lives. A good sentence. Good English. Learn how to count from 3 to 5. 3 plus 2 is 5. Hooray! 18 after the hour.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming an ouchie wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
A warning, I guess, to people who stop taking statins when they shouldn't. What's the story here, Ken?
Stopping prescribed statin medication early or even at age 80 instead of using it for a lifetime may actually substantially reduce protection against heart disease.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three half the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, who's here for Jay Kirshner for a couple of days. Refreshing, nice to hear. It's all, everything, the relationships that I've developed over the years with the ladies who have been on the air with me. Jennifer's going to laugh at this. I can feel the laugh
coming
on. I'm
ready. Lay it on me.
The relationship stuff, because there have been all kinds of relationships that I've had with a lot of different ladies who have been on the program.
But those were like relationships.
Yeah, that kind of relationship, yes.
We have a relationship.
Yes, we do.
Relationship.
Yes, relationship, yes, right.
Cue the Barry White music.
Yeah, right, exactly. And the Love Unlimited Orchestra, please, to go along with that. Jane Fonda is in the celebrity news today, social media trending, with a story about her announcement that she has cancer. And she's undergoing chemotherapy treatments. So she wrote, "My dear friends, I have something personal I want to share. I've been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, started chemo treatments." So which is the one that's more life-threatening? I never can remember this. Hodgkin's lymphoma or non-Hodgkin's? It seems to me non-Hodgkin's is worse than Hodgkin's, I think. Rich McFadden had
Hodgkin's, didn't he?
Oh, he had Hodgkin's, yeah. All right. Anyway, she's 84. She says it's treatable. 80% of people survive, so I feel lucky. Now,
she says it's survivable, but you want to know something? I'm going to send you down a total rabbit hole here.
Okay.
But I just typed in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and the first thing that comes up is Roundup Lawyers. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah.
Roundup, the weed killer. Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't
from
that interesting. First result.
Nah. And they still get away with this. Is not, yeah. I am going. Thank you. I guess for sending me down the rabbit hole, because it's one of the things that I feel strongest about on the air, talking about Monsanto and the parent company now Bayer, and how they have $5 billion set aside for because they know they're going to lose these lawsuits, and yet the product is still legal here in America, but nowhere else. It can't be used in Europe. It's not being used in South America. It can be used in Asia. But they make so much money selling this stuff, they've killed so many people. It's like the tobacco industry. How these no-good sons of bees can continue to practice filling people's lungs with the stuff that kills them. And this is the same thing. Roundup has got glyphosate in it, which is a known carcinogen and will kill you. And there are thousands and thousands of cases that have been brought against Monsanto and Bayer because of this stuff and what it does to you. So, yeah, you did send me down a rabbit hole.
I didn't mean to, but I knew it would, but that's interesting. And non-Hodgkin's is just different in the treatment from Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so she has been doing chemo now for the past 6 months. I'm talking about Jane Fonda, handling the treatments well. She says, I won't let the disease interfere with my activism. And you know, what about her acting? ACT, take the... She's a good actress. Been always been a good actress. So, anyway, survival rate with non-Hodgkin's 73% in the U.S. So, good thought for Jane Fonda, one way or the other. Never mind her politics. Just think about all the things she's done to entertain that have been enjoyable. It's 28 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former Secretary of State and Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton said she will not run for president again. Clinton discussed her answer on Tuesday when asked the question by CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell.
Would you ever run for president again?
No, but I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that we have a president who respects our democracy and the rule of law and upholds our institutions.
What if Donald Trump runs again?
He should be soundly defeated.
People in Jackson, Mississippi still can't drink the city's water. A boil water advisory has been in effect for more than a month. Officials said they must see 2 rounds of clear samples, which is a process the city plans to begin midweek. Federal officials say DNA identifies deceased truck driver Henry Wise as the 1988 killer of Stacy Lynn Chahorsky. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Top Gun Maverick is passing Black Panther as the fifth highest grossing movie ever in North America. The Tom Cruise-led sequel also passed the $700 million mark, which is now the sixth film to ever do so domestically. The next highest grossing movie is Avatar, which is getting a re-release in theaters this month. Heavy rains are hitting the Korean Peninsula.
The most powerful typhoon to hit South Korea in years on Tuesday dumped 36 inches of rain, destroyed roads, and fell power lines. But the death toll of three could have been much higher if not for proactive evacuations and closures of schools, according to South Korean officials. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Uvalde, Texas students returned to classes on Tuesday for the first time since the mass shooting in May, where 19 students and two adults died. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
This guy paddled 38 miles down the Missouri River on a pumpkin. You want to visualize that for a moment? 846-pound pumpkin. He was trying to sail past the Guinness World Record of 25 miles on a pumpkin.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Conversations we have off the air. These people are trying to get me to put a chicken on the air. Actually, what you could do, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas, you could go find an old song, In the Mood, by the Hen House Five. That's your
this is a trick.
Challenge.
A trick.
No, it's not. Nope. It is not a trick. I used to use it as a theme for my local program in Boston back in the late 70s, early 80s, In the Mood, the Hen House Five. So if you can find that, you get, excuse me.
Oh! If you find that, James, you're going to get a sneeze. Which
good heaven, excuse me.
Bless you.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
What have
you have one
need?
More for the trifecta? Come on.
No, I think I did the trifecta. There were three of them there. People say, oh, so what do you do? Like in the old days of broadcasting, when everything was very formal and you couldn't make mistakes, wowie zowie, you couldn't have dead air. What did people do when they had a sneeze? You sneeze. That's it. You shut the microphone off because you don't want to get the sneeze in your ear by any stretch of the imagination. But yeah, you do. And I feel like there's another one coming in any moment here. Here's some good news about the saving of 1 million gallons of paint. You hear people focused on saving 1 million gallons of water. But anyway, these folks, they found 1 million gallons of paint. And they've been around. This is, I guess, if you really have a passion for paint.
Exactly.
Cat Hyde and Kate Moray. So they have this passion. They went around to landfills, and they gathered up all the paint that they could from the landfill. First of all, it shouldn't be put in the landfill.
It because, right, yeah, yeah it shouldn't right. be out there to begin with.
No, it shouldn't be there in the
it
first
be
place.
Sitting outside my garage where all the paint goes to dust.
They've collected around 300 tons of paint every year from this landfill since 2004.
That's cool.
They co-founded a group called Seagulls. This is on the coast of England. They've grown the company, 14 staff members. They have 10 volunteers. They just started collecting half-used paint cans, and they sorted it out, and they came up with reblends of new colors. So now they've made a business out of it. See, you can do all kinds of things with recycling. I have done this myself. I have a lot of paint around here that I got from the paint. Used to bring them. I don't think they do it now. The local incinerator had a place where you could bring things like that every Saturday. So I remember, I go down and I pick the stuff up. I use it to paint the buildings, the doors, the windows on the farm, that kind of stuff. And so, but putting paint into the rubbish is really something that ought to be outlawed, frankly, and I'm not
You're not supposed to do that.
I don't think you're supposed to. It's bad.
Bless you. Good Lord. Welcome to the antihistamine hour here on the Good Day Show.
Good God. Bunga bunga. Maybe I'm allergic to you, Jennifer. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, please, please.
All right, sorry. That's a good idea. That's from the good idea department.
Sweet. And I like that idea. That's great. Good use of people's resources.
Yep. Okay, in the last half hour, we were talking about politically correct realities. And so if you didn't hear that, you can go back to gooddayshow.com all day, every day.
Here's the recap. We don't like it.
Yeah, right. It's not something that we support. Let's put it that way. At any rate, you know, people should be able to do what they want, but don't expect other people to go along with it, or don't try to put people in a box if they don't agree, or they just don't want
people.
To take the time.
Right.
You know, fire people because they won't. We were talking. All right, so you can hear this is the Good Day Show repeat at gooddayshow.com, or we'll do a quick, as Jennifer said, a quick recap. A teacher got 95 grand from the school board because she didn't really recognize some youngster who wanted to be called something different than what she actually was, or he actually. I don't remember. I just know it was. I think it's nonsense. But that's me. I don't. You may not think it is, and that's swell if you want to go along with it. But to chastise me because I don't think that it's a priority, I don't care what you call yourself. Call yourself whatever you want to, but don't expect me to do it, especially if I don't know who you are or what you are in the first place. So, all right, so here's something on top of that. My pal Bob Kay, who's very closely aligned with this radio program, just sent me a note suggesting that the realtors have been told no longer can you refer to the main bedroom as the
master bedroom. Absolutely. That's
no more that. Now it's the prime bedroom.
Right.
So who came up with that? Because
it's
a slave. Oh my God!
But how many people even know that that's a racist thing?
Right.
To say you've got a master bedroom.
Is it? Is that what the derivation of the master bedroom is? The master.
Like the house master
sleeps
was there
in the master. I thought it was the master bedroom because it was the biggest bedroom in the house, usually. The master bedroom is the biggest. I never, ever would have thought until just this moment that it referred to slave owners as the master. That's really true, huh?
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's the new reality. Everything is getting kind of changed up, and so many of us, I think, we just
well, but that's okay if that's what it referred to. But who knew?
Right.
I didn't know that. Never knew that. Okay, here's another one. This is from.
I mean, do you go and like get in bed at night and go, I'm getting comfy in the slave owner's bedroom? No, nobody's doing that.
Nobody. No, I wouldn't have ever thought about it that way. Wow. Let's go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 14-year-old girl transferring high schools. Catholic school gave a referendum, an ultimatum to this 14-year-old boy. Cut your dreadlocks or find a new school. So the principal said this is in the way of your education. That fellow's name is Braxton Schaefer. Mother said, we're getting booted because our son has long hair. A freshman at O'Gorman High School. A word of the school's problem with his dreadlocks was brought up during a school event. Parents have met with administrators in the hopes of reaching an agreement.
Here's the agreement. You cut your kid's hair.
Yeah.
This is what's so infuriating. As someone who went to Catholic school, it doesn't discriminate. Everybody, that's what's so great about the one great thing. You can make arguments about Catholicism or private school, but uniforms are the great equalizer, right? You don't know who's the have or the have
right.
not.
Who has
Everybody's
it? Yep.
in a uniform. Everybody's got to follow the same set of rules. There was, I think I've told you about this before, in my school, there was a highly publicized case, like Gloria Allred got involved, all these lawyers, because this girl that I went to school with wanted to get married at 16 and wanted to start having children in, I think she was in 10th or 11th grade. And so the Catholic school's like, no, you have to be unmarried to go here. And it ended up in this big lawsuit and this big fight. And the Catholic school prevailed because they had rules that
they
set up for everybody.
School. Yeah,
right. You want to get married? Go to public school.
Home you want to go to the school? Else. Cut your hair. That's it. Right. See you later. And that's it. So, anyway, the parents have been pushing back, but I don't think they're getting anywhere, it would seem. The father said he just wants to go to school. He wants to play football. See, this is, I'm going to go off on a toot here. Here I am. Thank you, Jennifer. You've sent me down the rat hole a couple of times.
Sorry.
All right. Down the rat hole we go. So, I was watching a baseball game on Saturday night. I quite like to watch baseball games. And I don't know, I was having dinner or whatever the heck was going on.
Did you allow yourself the luxury of watching the Dodgers?
Oh, no, I wouldn't waste my time with that. No. This was the Red Sox versus somebody, and the pitcher for the other team, and I'm trying to remember who it was, I can't, had long hair.
Yeah.
He looked ridiculous. And not only that, whether it looks bad, it has to interfere in some way, shape, or form with the way you play. And people say, well, how could that be? I don't know. But when you got hair that's that long, it's got to be, it could fall in your vision thing. Maybe it falls over your ear.
I used to have a dress code, but now I don't even know if they do.
You can't.
Because all these young punks want to come out and, you know, have my creativity. And, you know, they've got chains flying all over the place. Or, like, we've got a guy with big red poofy hair all over the place. I mean, look, it's great during the off season, but when you're on, perform. The
Cut
Yankees
your
have
hair.
Either, you couldn't even have facial hair on the Yankees. I don't know if that's still the rule. Probably not, but it used to be.
So we really do sound like a couple of old coos.
I know. But you know what? I bet the honest people actually agree with us. It's
of course they
like,
do.
Oh, we can't,
come on.
We can't squash people's
Absolutely.
Creativity.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, that's sir. Okay, here, let's what do we have, 45 after the hour? Let's pause for a moment, then I'm gonna make some trouble. All right? Ready for trouble?
Uh-oh.
All right, trouble coming up after this.
You know how every house has peculiar odors in it, whether it's cigarette smoke or whether it's fish you fried in the kitchen or just about anything? You can clean everything in the house, but you can't clean the air unless you get an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. Now, these are really neat things. They plug into the wall and stay there. The entire unit plugs into the wall. You don't have to take up any counter space, no filters to replace, and they work fast, and they're quiet. There's one right next to me here in the studio. Yeah. They've already sold over 200,000 of them, and you can get the best deal of all. You can save $200 on a Dean Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack, 3 units, one for every stinky room in the house, and save a lot of money. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, CLASSIC3 is the promo code. Shipping is free.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Music to my ears. Do you believe that I used to start my radio program every day?
I do believe it. I do.
This song. Crank it up there, James. So James, being the vulnerable kid that he is, said, this can't be real.
Oh, and what did I say? Oh, no, James, it's real.
Oh, my God.
You clearly found the right song if you're asking if it's real or not.
Yeah, it's real. Yep. The Hen House 5 and In the Mood. And I don't know why that came into my mind when it did, but now that you found it, you'll keep it handy there, James. Put it someplace on one of those racks that you have, and we'll use it from time to time as appropriate, if you will. Okay, so now trouble. The partisan divide on COVID. We were talking earlier, if you listen to the earlier part of the program, you can go back to gooddayshow.com and hear the conversation Jennifer and I had about COVID and the new shots, which even Dr. Ken says don't get. Mm-hmm. Now, as usual, everything's been made political, so there's a new survey out about Americans and which party has handled COVID better.
You know what? I'm going to say they all stunk.
According to this survey, it's called the COVID poll. It was done by, I'm looking at who actually did this poll. Probably not important to the results. The results are 45% of Democrats handled the, people think adults when asked, Democrat, 45% say Democrats handled it better. Republicans, 32% said the Republicans handled COVID better. So there you go. What you didn't need to know and probably don't care about right here on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to engage us in food for thought. I was going to just say thought, but no, this is food for thought. One of the things that you, as you were listening to me, you heard me sneezing. Are you sneezing? Yes, I'm sneezing. Why am I sneezing? I've had a lot of, and this is for everybody, I guess the mechanism for sneezing. What triggers a sneeze? Why do people sneeze?
Well, it's usually the release of either the sinus passage sensors are picking up something that it doesn't want, dust, mm-hmm. whatever, and wants it out of there.
Yeah.
Or histamine is the big thing here. Histamine, that's why we take antihistamines when we have yep. colds and sneezing problems.
Yeah.
Histamine is produced by the mast cells in trigger to some allergic response, something that you're picking up that you have an allergy to.
Uh-huh.
Well, a sneeze is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that you're sneezing all the time, then there's a problem.
All right. And so there are allergies everywhere.
Sure.
One of the things that we are now promoting on the program and in part can help people who are listening to you and I talk is this Thunderstorm Air Purifier, which is readily available, EdenPureDeals.com. This is really a fabulous tool that purifies the air. But obviously people are going to say, well, you're sneezing all over the place. How does this stuff work? Well, imagine what was happening in my head or my body if I wasn't
using this. That's the kind of thing. I mean, I've just been sneezing.
Well, you're right. You're right,
summer.
Doug, because a bigger problem is when you should be sneezing and you're not sneezing.
Yeah,
Something is retarding it inside the body, and these things are building up and can get into the bloodstream.
All right, so now we're just loaded with allergies. We had spring allergies. That was pretty good this summer. I didn't have a lot of trouble because maybe it was dry. Now we've had 2 days of rain, and I'm still very much involved and will be until the ground freezes and it snows with getting hay, cutting feed for the animals. And I'm guessing those are the cause of allergies that I have, at least some of the allergies. I have a gluten allergy as well. So there's a plant compound called quercetin. Sounds like a cartoon character. That is good. It's found naturally in a lot of fruits and veggies, and it offers great relief. So what are these fruits and veggies that we should be eating?
Oh, anything, any of the berries, for one thing.
Blueberries. Yeah, raspberries. I eat
blueberries, raspberries, and also any purple-colored vegetables.
Ah, eggplant
things like that.
I don't like eggplant, so, but a lot of veggies. What about purple in resveratrol in grapes?
Well, certainly
that helps.
That's why I've always said. That's why I've always said in the past, your diet should consist of as many colors as possible.
Ah, right. Okay. So you need to have an immune system that functions well. I think mine does, but I still am loaded with certain things that I'm allergic to. So standard process, which is available through you and your office, at if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is Jack's website, you'll find a lot of these things, excuse me, the natural food-based supplements, and Ginkgo Forte is one from standard process.
Has a tremendous amount of quercetin in it.
Uh-huh. So what's the derivation of quercetin? What is quercetin?
Well, it's a molecule. And interestingly enough, what I'm talking to you came from a study published in a magazine called Molecules.
Really?
Yes. And it's just simply a compound that inhibits the release of histamine. So some people might be on the edge of sneezing on almost anything they come across because they've got a real hair trigger. This is especially a good product for them, because it helps to lower down that sensitivity to sneeze at almost any kind of a trigger.
All right.
So the trials that were very good that were completed, the magazine, the journal Molecules talked about it. It's interesting you'd find food in a magazine like Molecules, but they study all kinds of stuff, ozone, gold ore, and they look at food.
Yeah.
And they found out that this quercetin suppresses your need to sneeze at almost anything, which is not normal.
I saw something. We'll take a quick second. Ultra-processed foods linked to colorectal cancer, especially in men.
Absolutely.
That's not a surprise, right?
Absolutely. The sodium nitrite that's in there is the big enemy.
Yeah.
Well, anytime you buy a package, make sure it says sodium nitrite free.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't say that, do not.
You don't want
it.
You got it. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.